From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
After a devastating strike, the Dominican Republic's president begins survival talks with the International Monetary Fund. The Windward Islands launch a major media campaign to promote OECS unity. And the West Indies cricket team show off their pace attack as they try to level the series against Pakistan. This is BBC Caribbean Report, and I'm Soraya Patrick. President Joaquin Balaguer has announced that the Dominican Republic is negotiating an agreement with the International Monetary Fund. The announcement was made after a general strike which had gripped the country for 3 days had ended. This report from Jean-Michel Carrois in Santo Domingo.
President Balaguer said that negotiations with representatives of the international organization were underway and that a letter of intention could be signed, quote, in the next few days. He made the announcement a few hours after the end of a general strike, which paralyzed most activities during 3 days. The strike was mostly peaceful, but did not achieve the objectives of its organizers. Labor unions were asking for a major change of the government economic policy, while several political groups were demanding President Balaguer's resignation. During a press conference, President Balaguer repeated his offer to hold early general elections in May of 1992. He said that he will not run for another term. He added that the only way for the Dominican Republic to survive is to sign an agreement with the IMF. The Dominican Republic, with a population of 7 million, has accumulated a foreign debt of more than $4 billion.